We obviously a bit disappointed with the result, but you know, there was not a lot in the game at all. Nothing could have split the two teams. At the end of the day, two penalties. We were penalties given in the boxes. We missed theirs, they take in theirs. I felt that was a difference. We've only lost 1 point today because I didn't think we'd enough to win the three of them.
Yeah, it was an interesting game in the second half, and the opening 45 minutes from both teams was not as good as what you've produced recently.
No, it wasn't. Obviously, they'd have a little bit of a different formation, you know, and I think we coped with that. We coped with the crowd very well. We got to the 75th minute. I felt very comfortable. And if anything, we had one or two opportunities that we could have went our way. And the momentum, I think, was starting to swing our way. Taken right out of our hands in the whatever 80th minute when they got a penalty and they scored it. We threw everything at it. And I felt even at the end, we could have one or two opportunities we could have taken. But today, it wasn't to be. I'm not any bit disappointed with the players, what they've given the last eight games. We just need to now show the qualities that we have got to bounce back. And then qualities have certainly been put in this team, so I'm looking forward to Tuesday.
How's Jermaine? He had an interesting afternoon, a couple of chances. Yeah. Which, you know, when they're going for you, as they have been recently, yeah. They go in the back of the net.
Yeah, Jermaine's all right. You know, he's missed a penalty. That's the way it goes. He's had a couple of chances. But guys, his movement allows him to get these opportunities. So, you know, I've no Jermaine inside out. He'll be fine. It's really interesting how we're going to bounce back. That's the big key to me. You know, I think we have been playing well. We didn't play bad today. We just were a bit unfortunate in both boxes. There wasn't a lot in the game at all. So, you know, it's very interesting how we're going to bounce back in the next two games.
And the next two are back at the Reebok, of course, Huddersfield and then Doncaster.
Our season will not depend on what's happened today. You know, as I said, we've lost a point today because I don't think we've done enough. Our season will start at the Reebok on Tuesday night, where I believe our home form, our performance has been good, but our results have got to pick up, and that's really where our season's going to be lying, at the Reebok. And when I think about that, I'm very comfortable. You've seen our away displays over the last four or five games. They've been satisfactory. Not sometimes always getting the result you want, but they've been satisfactory. It's our home form's been good, but the results have been not satisfactory. So we need to change that.
In the whole scope of the season and where we are at the moment, given a less than impressive start, Doug, are the next two games really, really crucial now?
Well, they're crucial in terms of how we're going to bounce back from our first defeat in eight. We don't really know what it's like to lose in the last couple of months, you know, so that's going to be the first thing, Jack. How are we going to bounce back? Are we going to feel sorry for ourselves? Are we going to still want to control the game through our passing? Are we going to still want to put our head in the ball when it comes in the box? These are the interesting factors. And then when we get through these two games, I can tell you then how the season is going to be set up better.